step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to a Friday edition of the Todd Starnes Show, coast to coast on more than 150 tremendous radio stations and streaming live, among other places, at ToddStarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. Jeff Stein with you again today in the air chair from the Liberty University studio at my home base at Newstalk 1540 KXEL in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, Iowa. The 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching the heartland with accurate news and reasonable views. It's Open Line Friday, and that means you can join this coast-to-coast conversation at 901-260-5926. Same number as always, 901-260-5926. We begin this Friday, hour one of the program, by going immediately to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And we are joined by a best-selling author who has a new book coming out later this month. You may have heard about it. It is called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. He is also an accomplished radio host, I understand. His name is Todd Starnes, and he joins us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Mr. Starnes, thanks so much for taking the time, sir. How are you?
Yeah, Jeff, good afternoon from Roanoke, Virginia, and you're doing a terrific job, and certainly appreciate you filling in, as I've been at the National Association of Christian Lawmakers. Just left Senator Tom Cotton, who's giving a keynote address today, and I had the honor of opening up the festivities yesterday, last night, at Liberty University. And, of course, all anybody is talking about is the big dust-up between President Trump and Elon Musk.
My sense is that this could, Todd, be a minor hiccup that could easily be remedied, maybe with a phone call between a few people, and the focus can be put back on mission-critical items. What do you think the chance is that that's going to happen? Does this have longer legs than we hope?
Yeah, I'm afraid it does have longer legs. I mean, the man, Elon Musk, accused President Trump of basically being a pedophile, saying yesterday that President Trump was not going to release the Epstein list because Trump's name was on the list. First of all, that's just patently false. If it was true, the Democrats would have already released that information when they had control of all of those documents. So I just think that's absurd. Not only that, Elon Musk, if he in fact believed that President Trump is a pedophile, why would Elon Musk leave his children in the company of President Trump alone? That makes absolutely no sense. I think the relationship is done, at least for now. And this is a very dangerous situation, primarily because of the midterm elections coming up, and this could have long-term consequences. I think ultimately the bigger issue here is Elon Musk was counting on tax credits for Tesla for the electric vehicles, which in the tens of millions of dollars, that simply did not happen. President Trump did not put that in the one big beautiful bill. And that seems to be the thinking as to why Elon has made this break from the Trump administration.
The timing, obviously, is a bit interesting. There are some reports from White House reporters indicating that this marriage has been on the rocks for a few weeks, and the big beautiful bill was just the breaking point. I find it interesting, Mr. Musk's father was interviewed by media saying, I sent him a message telling him to make sure this fizzles out because it's really not in Elon Musk's best interest to have a fight with the sitting president go on too long.
Well, no, it's not. But again, I think we're dealing with an individual who is explosive. And we've seen this. I've been expressing concerns from day one about Elon. And I think, look, we're very grateful for the money that he gave to the Trump campaign, for the great work he's doing. I would consider him to be an American patriot. But what he's doing right now is incredibly destructive. And if this is not handled correctly, we could watch the implosion of the entire MAGA movement. I mean, it really is that precarious of a situation. There are concerns, by the way, Steve Bannon expressing these concerns as well, that Elon could upend the midterm election chances for Republicans. Now, there are just so many problems here, Jeff, and it's not just Elon, but this goes back to the One Big Beautiful Bill, and the messaging around this has been really off, and it hasn't been done well, and that's a big problem. If you're looking for cover, if you're a Republican senator and you're a fiscal conservative, then you may possibly embrace what Elon is saying here. But again, Elon, within the Trump administration and within the Republican Party, is toxic right now. So it's an ugly thing, and there's no way around it. The media is going to have a field day. Democrats are having a field day. The only good news out of this is that Democrats have apparently stopped firebombing Tesla dealerships.
Well, for the moment, anyway. It's interesting. 1 week ago today, Todd Starnes, the president, gave Elon Musk the key to the White House, and I bet they've changed the locks since then, haven't they?
Yeah. You know, this reminds me of when Mommy and Daddy would have knockdown, drag-out fights, and the kids would hide in the bedroom under their beds. Yes. I think that's the Republican Party right now. I think we're all just like, sweet mercy, make it go away.
You put your hands over your ears and just rock a little bit as you sit there. I am wondering, and you mentioned how this could be a split. I have not yet seen anyone on the right take Elon Musk's side in this fight. They are at least being quiet. And as you said, some could use it as cover. But I'm also not necessarily seeing a lot of folks on the left re-embrace Elon like the prodigal son that has returned home. He's really becoming a man without an island, is he not?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. And again, I think the reason why Republicans aren't lashing out at Elon en masse right now is they're all afraid of losing their positions on X. And I know this may sound silly, but one of the reasons why Trump won, and one of the reasons they're crediting, you know, Trump with the victory, is because X became a free speech platform. So the question now is, what happens if Elon decides to take all of that away? Could that really endanger the communications arm of the MAGA movement? I mean, that is a very real possibility. So the thing we've always preached on the Todd Stern Show is, and Jeff, you know this, is to control your own platform. You know, if I need to get a message out, I'm honored that I can do that on X, but my business model is not simply based on X. We encourage people to get all of our newsletter and all of our other information, you know, website platforms, so that we can and they can continue to get that information. So it's really an unfortunate situation that's happened. I will say this, and this is not a dig at President Trump, but the president has had issues with who he's been bringing into the White House. And this goes back to the first term in office. I just will remind everybody of Anthony Scaramucci. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but Elon needs to understand this. People did not vote for him. They voted for Donald Trump and Donald Trump's agenda. And I think, quite frankly, as we say down in the South, Elon just got too big for his britches.
Todd Starnes joining us live from the road, making his way back to the home base in Memphis from that keynote speech last night at Liberty University at that session, and I heard some good reports about that. And to your point about diversifying your outlets, you post, I post, we're on so many of these different platforms. You know, there may be Getter, there may be Truth Social, there may be Twitter X. I mean, the idea is you have to be on all of these because you can't trust any of them to not just pull the plug unless, as you say, and it's a wise business strategy, you're on multiple platforms and you row your own boat.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and Rush Limbaugh actually preached that many, many years ago. When he said, you know, hey, look, here's the deal. You should not be basing your business model on any platform you don't control. And that's one of the reasons why even Rush was not big in the social media sphere back in the day. And I completely understand that. Look, Jeff, you know, I just tell it like it is. And this is a problem. It's a problem. Will it get better? I hope so. But we're dealing with Elon Musk, who has a massive digital presence, and he's got the ability to get his messaging out there. But I was appalled. You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, this is all some sort of this is all a false flag, or you know, they're you know, Elon and Trump are covertly trying to throw people off. No, trust me, the man called President Trump a pedophile. You don't come back from that.
No, that there was a line to cross, and he crossed it with both feet jumping up and down. And so the best that can happen is just a quiet agreement to disagree, if you will, on certain things. Because let's not forget, Todd, Elon's businesses rely an awful lot. You mentioned the EV kickbacks. Obviously, there's that. But SpaceX, I mean, without the government support, where is his business? And if he's left with simply the X platform and he starts alienating most of the folks on it, this does not bode well for his financial future.
No, no, it does not. As a matter of fact, Steve Bannon is calling for him to be deported back to South Africa. I will say this. If you're looking to pick up a Tesla super cheap, Trump is selling the one that's been parked on the White House lawn for the past couple of months. That's from the reporting of Fox News. Trump is either going to give it away or he's going to sell it. So there's just bad blood here. They've got to make this right. But more importantly for the administration, we cannot have silly season right now. It's just not the time. We've got a lot of work to do. The Republicans in Congress bear a lot of responsibility for this, Jeff. Many of them voted for that bill without bothering to read it. And again, my contention is if you are a lawmaker and you vote for something and you don't read it, you don't deserve to be in Congress. For me, it's really that simple.
I said this on my program yesterday, and I'll repeat it here, and it's exactly what you just mentioned. It's bad enough that they have to now admit they did not read it. But go even further. They did not even assign 10 staffers to each take 100 pages and highlight the key points. And that is no different than the former speaker 15 years ago saying we have to pass it so that we can see what's in it away from the fog of controversy. And the Republicans made a lot of hay about that. And it looks now like they're just no better than the Pelosi Democrats.
Well, here's what should have happened, and I know this sounds so odd, but I think this would have worked. The president, Mike Johnson, I would have had John Thune, I would have had your Republican leadership, and I would have had everybody together at a press conference to say, okay, guys, yeah, this is not going to be we get it. This bill is not perfect. There are going to be a lot of issues for people in this. We understand. But we've got to do this right now for short-term loss for long-term gain and just lay it all out. Just be brutally honest with people. And I think if they would have done that as opposed to this, oh, it's a big, beautiful bill, and if you don't support it, you're a leftist. No, come on. You know, we're all adults here. That's what I think they should have done, and I think actually that would have worked.
And to your point, which is an excellent one as per custom, had they done that, you wouldn't have had these time bombs so that some of the most loyal Trump allies have to come out publicly and say, oh, I didn't know that was in there. I mean, you diffuse the situation by getting out ahead of it and embracing warts and all.
That's it, Jeff. So anyway, it's great frustration. I'm very anxious to hear from all of our listeners. I'm sure a lot of folks want to weigh in on this today. But look, let's be calm. Understand this is ugly right now, and you're right to feel weird and unsettled. That is okay to feel. I think we're all going through it. And Jeff, again, great job. And I know that your producers there back in Memphis are screaming to rap. So I will leave it there, and we will let you get back to it.
Well, you don't listen to them when they do that, do you?
No, not at all. Not at all.
But final question, how many Cracker Barrels are you hitting between Virginia and Tennessee?
Jeff, I've already been to the Buc-ee's.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty darn good. Todd, safe travels. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here, and it's my privilege, and we'll get you on to your next stop in what, Texas on Monday?
Heading to Texas on Monday, Jeff.
Oof. What a schedule. Thank you, Todd. Blessings to you.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. All right. Bye-bye.
The great Todd Starnes joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Joe, hold on the line. We'll get to your call after this break from the Liberty University studio. Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. Now, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the best bed sheets ever. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Now, Mike is offering the best deal on his Giza Dream bed sheets. Any size, any color, just $49.98. That's right. You can even get the Queens, Kings, Split Kings, and Cal Kings. Any size, any color, just $49.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 in merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Call 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS for the amazing offer of $49.98 on the Giza Dream Sheets, any size, any color. That number again, 1-800-839-8506, promo code STARNS.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Starnes Show. It's Open Line Friday. Jeff Stein in for Todd. Let's go to the phones. Joe, you are in LJ, Georgia. Thank you so much for making my day by making the call. What's on your mind, sir?
Jeff, great job substituting for Todd. I just want to say that I think this Trump argument is vastly overrated. I think everything's going to be fine. I think we're going to get the big, beautiful bill passed. And, Jeff, I think we'll have the best economy and stock market in world history. So I'm fired up and energized, and everybody I know down here in LJ and North Georgia, we're all excited for Trump, and we can't wait to get that bill passed. And I'm a stock market guy, and all I've been doing lately is buying more stock.
Well, I'll tell you, if the tax cuts are made permanent, you are going to see so much cash go into this economy, because business owners, They opened their wallets a bit after the election because there was certainty. They opened their wallets a bit after the inauguration. They were fired up like you are. But I think they've been sitting on their money for a while until the tax situation is certain. We're going to be off to the races if the Republicans just get their act together on that.
Well, I certainly agree with you. I think they will get their act together. I think the bill will be passed. And you and I will be seeing happy days to hear again. Soon as that bill's passed, and I think the stock market will roar like a lion as soon as that bill is passed.
Look at you taking the Democrat song away from them even. Happy days are here again.
Well, I tell you what, I'm really happy with Trump. I think he's the best in history, and all my friends are buying, and we're all buying stock, and we're fired up and energized. And come down to see us in LJ. I'll buy you a barbecue at Pooh's Barbecue, Jeff.
What plans do you have for the weekend, Joe?
Well, I'm going to go to Pooh's Barbecue tomorrow with my friend Jerry Hicks, who's sitting here. We're going to have some Pooh's Barbecue and celebrate Trump, and looking forward to getting that big, beautiful bill passed.
So you're going to get a free meal for mentioning Foo's Barbecue. Todd's going to eat free at Bucky's. I got to get a deal like this. Joe, thanks so much. Have a blessed weekend, won't you?
Thank you.
901-260-5926. Thank you, Joe, for calling. That does make my day. Craig Shirley, the historian and author, joins us. We're going to remember those who sacrificed on D-Day. Can never honor our veterans enough, and we'll do that after this short break. Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starn Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
Welcome back to the Liberty University Studio and the Todd Starn Show. It's an open line Friday at 901-260-5926. We'll take your calls in the next segment. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. If you missed our conversation with Todd, he called in the last half hour. Later today, go to the Toddcast podcast at toddstarns.com, and you can hear the entire program if you like, including this conversation we're about to have on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Return guest to the program, Craig Shirley. He is well known as an author and presidential historian, but he has not one but two best-selling books on World War II, one titled December 1941, the other titled April 1945. Craig Shirley, Jeff Stein in for Todd. Thanks for joining us today. How are you, sir?
How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. And I wanted to get your insight today. This is June 6th, and it's the 81st anniversary of D-Day. And I just think people do not fully understand everything, first of all, that went into the planning and execution, but also how important it was for that to succeed. Give us a reminder, if you'd be so kind.
Sure, I'd love to. It is the greatest invasion in history. Still today, even today, it was still the greatest invasion in history. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers landed on the beaches, Omaha and Gold and the other beaches on Normandy, and it changed the world because it liberated Europe from Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany and spelled the end of the war and of the expansion of policies of Nazi Germany and changed it did everything. It really just changed the politics of the war. It led to the creation of the United Nations. It led to women, I mean, everything you can imagine changed because of World War II and because of that event. It really was a monumental accomplishment by Dwight Eisenhower and by the Allied forces.
And ultimately, of course, as the Supreme Commander, it was General Eisenhower's call on approving everything. And the burden, because in any sort of a military action, there's what I will call a cost-benefit analysis that is such a sterile assessment, but that's what it is. And so he knew going in that by issuing the order, he was in essence condemning X number of military personnel to death. I mean, the burden on him for making that decision, that's something that we just can't imagine.
No, you can't. All commanders are in that position, George Washington forward, Abraham Lincoln. They all know that their decisions are going to carry the heavy burden of death, and that's unfortunately what happens in wartime. But if you're going to stop evil, you're going to have to make sacrifices. And I know that sounds a little trite, but
because my uncle died in World War II. Mm. So we have a personal relationship. With the war, my family has a personal relationship with the war. And he was new. He was when he said, "Okay, go ahead." When he made his when he said, "Let's go ahead," it took months to assemble all the ships and all the munitions and all the think of the logistics involved in terms of food stuff and medical supplies and ships and armaments and all those other things. There's just it's incredible, staggering amount of material and men. Interesting is as Supreme Commander, he had, because he was named Supreme Commander by the Allied Forces and FDR, he had control over everybody. You know, Churchill wanted to ride. He's Prime Minister, of course, but he wanted to ride one of the troop carriers, one of the troop transports across the English Channel and be there for the invasion. And Eisenhower wisely overruled him and said, "No, you're not, Mr. Prime Minister, you're not." A friend of mine who died several years ago, Lynn Nofsinger, he was on D-Day. He was there. And he said he was in a troop carrier going over the channel, and he said that by the time they got to D-Day, by the time they got to the beaches, is that the bottom of the troop transport, because of the choppy seas, was filled with puke. It was up to his ankles when he finally got off. And imagine every troop transport, every ship was going through those type of rough seas. And it's really interesting too, is that how many famous people were on the beaches that day? Teddy Roosevelt Jr. was there. James Doohan, who plays Scotty in the Star Trek series, there. Mm-hmm. Yogi Berra was there. It was democratic in that everybody went to fight.
Craig Shirley is our guest. His books on World War II, December 1941 and April 1945, excellent volumes, available wherever you get your good books these days. Mr. Shirley joins us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Operation Overlord, about 156,000 landed on the beaches of Normandy that day. Overall, some 4,000 killed. I mean, again, the calculation that goes into this and the sacrifice that is made is just staggering. And you wonder, given how we fight wars these days, what the parallel is for these commanders if we, heaven forbid, ever face a similar situation of outright global war.
You know, I'll tell you, one very, very interesting story. A good friend of ours passed away a couple years ago, Dick Snyder. He was flying P-47s. He was flying Thunderbolt planes, which were P-47s. He was flying close air support for the D-Day invasion. Now, he was part of the only three-year class at West Point, 1944, that was rushed out to get into the war, to fight the war. So he was flying these planes, flying close air support, and was shot down. He crashed, but he was unharmed, or he survived anyway. And a Belgian farmer and his Belgian farmer's wife took him in and hid him from German patrols that were going over the terrain, searching for these POWs. And they hid him for several weeks until he was finally picked up by the Germans, and he spent the rest of his rest of the war in a German POW camp. But before he was picked up, in gratitude, he gave the Belgian farmer's wife his silk parachute. And of course, silk was very prized, during World War II, because it was needed for parachutes. So that led to the development of nylon and rayon stockings for women, because there was no silk available.
Right.
But she took that dress and made it into a wedding gown. This was later discovered by Dick's wife. Is that the farmer's wife made that under a wedding gown and was worn by every woman in that family up until several years ago, down through the last two, three, four generations. Every woman wore that dress It came from an American airline, pilot who'd been shot down, gave it to the farmer's wife.
The silk parachute became the legacy wedding gown out of abundance of thanks.
Exactly. I mean, I didn't tell the story very well, but I find it romantic. It's such a romantic story.
Well, and again, here I am in the state of Iowa, and so we are well aware of Herbert Hoover's actions to help feed the world, not only in World War One, but also not as well known after World War II, when President Truman brought him in. And I've heard stories of people from Belgium coming to West Branch, Iowa, to the presidential birthplace and museum, and leaving messages at the gravesite, because they would not be standing on Earth today had it not been for the efforts of Hoover and others. And so we just take a lot of things for granted over here in the U.S., don't we?
Exactly. The stories go on and on and on and on. You know, I was giving a lecture a couple of years ago at the Reagan Library, and whenever I have an audience, I always tell them, I said, please record your stories, record your grandparents' stories, your parents' stories about, I was talking about December 1941, about the war, because they are invaluable to historians. And you can send them to the World War II Museum down in New Orleans, or send it to any of your museums, you know, on their website, and because they're invaluable. And a woman came up to me afterwards, and she said, Mr. Shirley, I have a story that you should record, or I should record. And I said, what's that? I said, my father was on the USS Oklahoma on December 7th, 1941, which was, of course, as you know, there were two battleships. The Arizona was blown out of the water, and the Oklahoma took five Japanese torpedoes and capsized, turned upside down. Her father was down below in the below decks, and was hanging by a metal pipe for a week, and all around him is this icy cold, oily water, and he's hearing the sound of men screaming and dying all around him. He's down there for a week, and finally he hears the sound of acetylene torches cutting through the hull to rescue him, because he'd been tapping on the hull, banging on it. Mm-hmm. But he didn't know until the hull was cut. He didn't know if it was Americans coming to save him or Japanese coming to kill him.
Oh, heavens.
I said, that's a hell of a story. Please record that. Every time I go out and do a talk about World War II, I meet people who tell me their stories about either stateside or their grandparents' stories about serving somehow in the military. I mean, my family, and I'm sure it did with yours as well, is that everybody in my uncle served, and then my father and his uncle also served. They came back, you know, thank God. But my grandfather tried to enlist three times. And they said, Ellsworth, you're 40 years old, you're blind as a bat, you got four dependents. We're not that desperate. And so he became a civil defense block captain. Both my grandmothers were Rosie the Riveters. One tested machine guns. The other was a bomb inspector. My father, my mother had Victory Guard. And I thought Victory Guns were kind of a PR myth about the war. That's not true. Is that something like 30% of all vegetables grown in America in 1944 came out of Victory Guns, because all the big industrial farms were farming, of course. We're not just supplying the American GI. This is what I tell people, is that FDR was in essence president of the world for that duration, for that war, because we were supplying the British fighting soldier, we were supplying the Russian fighting soldier, we were supporting the French underground, we were supporting the Free Chinese, we were supporting many of the Australians. We were sending foodstuffs and armaments all over the world, not just to American fighting men.
Wow. And some may say, well, why are you spending time discussing the 81st anniversary? Wait for the 80th or the 85th. Well, it's because those who fought, those who died, they deserve our respect, not just every year on this date, but every day.
Absolutely.
Craig Shirley, always a privilege. December 1941, April 1945, his two excellent books on World War II. Thanks so much for taking the time. I wish you blessings for the weekend, sir.
You too. Thank you, Jeff, very much.
And Craig Shirley joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. 901-260-5926. Stay on the line, Dan. I'll get to you right after this break. Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starn Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Starn Show. Open line Friday, 901-260-5926. That's the number Dan used to call in from New Hampshire. Dan, Jeff Stein in for Todd. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, you get. I was calling because Elon Musk is mad at Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene's mad at Trump. I said, so the thing here is, first of all, did President Trump sit on portions of the bill? Yes. He probably sat in on the taxes, okay, that portion, and fixing the election and the border wall, okay? Trump's already running the country and taking care of foreign affairs. Does he have to do the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Senate's job, too? She's mad about AI intelligence, okay, being in the state. It's not a rocket science here. Chop the damn thing out and rewrite the bill on top of it. Elon's mad about the fact that they didn't do the Doge spending cuts. Well, who he should be mad at is the 26th Republican that voted against codifying the Doge spending cuts into law. That's who he should be mad at. Barrasso, Bozeman, Capito, Cassidy, Collins, Kramer, Crapo, Fisher, Grassley, Holden, Ty Smith, Lankford, McConnell, McCormick, Moran, Mark Wayne Mullen, Murkowski, Ricketts, Brown, Sullivan, Tim Scott, John Thune, Tom Tillis, Wicker, and Young. Call them. People should be calling them and chop it out of the bill and pass it. That's it. And people get all, and on it's great. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, but no tax on Social Security. I don't want just a portion of that. I want no tax on Social Security. Because people got to look back in history. In 1983, it was corrupt Joe Biden that helped co-sponsor and push that bill to change that. Before that, there was no tax on Social Security. So let's get back to the way it was. And I'm sick and tired of this uniparty charade of blaming each other. And in reality, they're working together. They don't want to get nothing done. So they keep screwing, and they're screwing President Trump, they're screwing his voters, and the America First movement. That's what's going on.
Dan, you are 100% right, and the only thing that these politicians care about is keeping their own power. And so the Republicans and Democrats work together to make sure nobody from the outside gets in their cozy little cushy club. And it's driving the country right into the ditch, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's Speaker Mike Johnson. He keeps flip-flopping. They say that Trump wrote the bill. Get out of here! It's the corrupt lawyers. All these guys in U.S. Congress and U.S. Senate. They're lawyers, most of them. Mike Johnson's a lawyer, and it's these corrupt lawyers, these corrupt district attorneys, attorney generals, and the judges. They're all part of the same secret society, screwing America.
okay? They're tied in with, get their family members, get jobs at NGOs or consulting jobs, paying hundreds of thousands of dollars. And on top of it, they're getting, some of them are getting jobs at consulting jobs as well. And some of them even making millions. It's crazy. So, hey, this needs to be exposed. And these judges, these lawyers, these corrupt politicians, a lot of them are tied to Act Blue. They're all getting funded through Act Blue, right?
Yep.
And it's terrible. It's terrible what's happened to the country. And on top of it, as far as, it's very easy to pass the bill. People got to realize they've been screwing us. This whole thing, if they're not going to pass it the way we want it, blows it down, shut it down. During Reagan, we had 6 shutdowns, and nobody died from it.
No, you're right. You're right, Dan, and we're up against the top of the hour break, so I hate to cut you off, but I must do it so we don't run into the newscast on the local stations. Very smart call from Dan in New Hampshire. I appreciate that. Dennis Neal, who wrote a book about the genius of Elon Musk, will join us live after the top of the hour. We'll get his thoughts on this little dust-up with the president. Hour one down, 2 more to go. Jeff Stein in for Todd on the Todd Stern Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense. Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to Hour 2 of a Friday edition of the Todd Starn Show, coast to coast on more than 150 tremendous radio stations and streaming live all over the place, including at ToddStarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. Jeff Stein with you in the air chair today. Todd returning from the keynote presentation he gave at the conference at Liberty University last night. And he checked in with us last hour, and if you missed that, go to the Toddcast podcast later today at ToddStarnes.com. You can hear that segment or the whole show again, if you like, at ToddStarnes.com. I'm coming to you from my home base at Iowa's home for the Todd Starn Show, the Liberty University Studio at News Talk 1540 KXEL in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, Iowa. The 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching the heartland with accurate news and reasonable views. It is an open line Friday, and we welcome your comments on whatever topic is on your mind, including the stuff we've been talking about or just something that you'd like to share with America. Do it at 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Cassie will connect with you. Dylan will put you on the air with me, and we'll share your thoughts with America on this open line Friday. We've been talking previously, in the previous hour today, about this fight between Elon Musk and Donald Trump and how it all went big and public yesterday. And that's obviously a problem, to be sure, in terms of getting in the way of what it is that Trump 2.0 is trying to accomplish. There is a post that I'm just seeing now that apparently, in the heat of the moment, posting on X and everything else, Mr. Musk indicated that he would start decommissioning the SpaceX Dragon spacecraft. Well, he's backed off from that now. President Trump said that he was going to cancel Elon's government contract. So Elon said, oh, yeah, well, SpaceX will get rid of the Dragon spacecraft. Well, now he's took 5 hours. Now he's turned it around and said we won't decommission Dragon. And actually, it was Elon Musk apparently interacting with someone on X. Someone with the handle, according to this report from Fox Business, someone on X with the handle of Fab25June wrote to Elon Musk on the X saying, this is a shame, this back and forth. You are both better than this. Cool off and take a step back for a couple days. And Musk replied to that post saying, good advice. Okay, we won't decommission Dragon. So a lot of this could be back and forth, back and forth, with a couple of guys who fill a room, all right? Big personalities fill a room, and they kind of just jostle like this. And let's hope that's all it is. Todd Starnes, when he was with us in the past hour, suggested that he was afraid it might be worse than that, if this is long-lasting, especially when Mr. Musk brought up the child sex abuse things in the report. Can't even think of the guy's name, the guy who supposedly committed suicide. You know who I'm talking about. Can't even think of him right now. I blocked him out of my... Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dylan. Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein Island and all of that. I do take the view, by the way, that of all the ways the Democrats could have torpedoed the career of Donald Trump, releasing, when they had control of all the documents, releasing the reports that would have shown that, that would have done it. That would have grievously injured his reputation. But they did not do that. They did everything else under the sun, but they did not do that. So I just have to think Mr. Trump's name is not in the reports, and that Elon just got a little ahead of himself, and maybe everybody should just kind of cool off and take a step back for a few days. That's the best that we can hope for on that. 901-260-5926. Give us a call so that we can connect with you here from the Liberty University studio. Independence Day this year, by the way, July 4th, it's the 249th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, which means next year is our big 250th. And the president has talked about how we're going to have a great American birthday party in recognition of that. Well, the Adams Family Memorial Foundation, this is John Adams, the second president, and his family. They are doing a very unique project to try to draw attention to what went on with the founding fathers in Philadelphia that led to the signing of the Declaration. And we're going to talk just after the bottom of the hour with Jackie Gingrich Cushman. Ms. Cushman is president of the Adams Memorial Foundation. They're working to put a memorial in Washington, D.C., yes, but also to help preserve and tell the story of John Adams and his famous family. We will talk to her, and that's coming up in less than a half hour. But let's go now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we welcome a return guest to the program. He is the noted financial journalist Dennis Neal. Mr. Neal is the author of a book released earlier this year called The Leadership Genius of Elon Musk. Dennis Neal, Jeff Stein in for Todd Starnes. Thanks for taking the time today, sir.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeff Stein. And let me tell you something, that book title, The Leadership Genius of Elon,
yeah,
it's not been on display for these last 2 days. It's regrettable what's been happening. Elon really lost control. And usually when you lose control like that, Jeff, isn't it because you're feeling really hurt inside about something? He feels disgusted and so discouraged that even Republicans couldn't embrace the cuts, that he couldn't cut even more sooner. All of these obstacles, all of these turf battles, all of these jealous advisors who don't have the closeness that he had to Trump, and it all got in the way, and I think he just lost it the other day. What do you think?
Well, it certainly seems that he got to the point of frustration where he thought, my talents are better elsewhere if I'm not going to be fully appreciated here. And frankly, when you're the guy, it's hard to work in an operation where somebody else is the guy, and that's the case in the White House.
Yeah. You know, you have two very huge huge ego men and very blunt talkers, both of them. And in many ways, the media have been egging this on and praying for this from day one. They're so happy and delighted that it's happening. And the producer of my podcast, What's Bugging Me, said to me yesterday, Dennis, if your two dads get a divorce, have you decided which one's going to get custody? Because a lot of us are fans of both men, and we hate seeing this, even though at the same time you kind of think, well, was it kind of inevitable, going to happen? What are the odds? What is the percentage chance that this is WWE, that this is fake wrestling?
You know, I saw some posts, and you were amplifying a bit of that yesterday on the Twitter X machine. Todd Starnes was on this program in the last hour, and he thinks it's real, but I don't know. I'm rolling the dice saying there's a UFC event tomorrow night that Trump's going to attend, and I just wonder if Elon has a seat next to him.
That would be so great to see. That would stun so many followers, both fans and enemies, you know? I mean, the weirdest thing, there's this tweet from Eric, the Fong Fong Banger Swalwell, the Democrat, the libwit, coming out defending Elon for opposing the bill because it doesn't have enough cuts that Elon wants that the Democrats had opposed. So now they're supporting him for, you see that twisted pretzel logic going on there?
Well, given that it's Swalwell, I'm not saying I'm going to be shocked by any way, but that's one of the things that's interesting about this. And you have followed business. You have followed contemporary topics and policy your whole career. And I'm reminding the audience that the book, The Leadership Genius of Elon Musk, was an effort that Dennis Neal began before Trump world embraced Elon Musk. So this was something of long standing, analyzing, again, the leadership traits that he had. But the fact that the left so quickly abandoned him like a jilted girlfriend, now all of a sudden it's like, well, okay, now that you're available again, we'll take you to the prom. I'm not sure I understand the whiplash here.
Yeah, neither do I. And, you know, you have used this allusion before. It's a beautiful one. It's kind of like a crazy girlfriend or something. And then, you know, when she gets in a fight, she gets in a horrible fight. She's a dirty fighter. But, you know, other times she can be so nice. And that's what a lot of this feels like. I mean, we've never seen Elon lash out this publicly against someone else this huge ever before. And so, I mean, what was the reason for the utter lack of inhibition? It, one thing is pain and hurt because he feels so rejected by Washington, by the cuts, by all of that stuff. But another thing could be, I don't know, he just, it may have been building it up in him for months, but this isn't the way to do it. Look, every time I got in a fight like this in my career, at work, never mind that I was right. Elon is right about the bill, okay? It no longer matters. Now you're wrong because of your style, because you hurt other people's feelings.
Dennis Neal is our guest. The Leadership Genius of Elon Musk is the book released earlier this year. He joins us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here on the Todd Starnes Show. Your book has 11 lessons that we all could learn that helps explain how Elon Musk got to be Elon Musk, quote unquote. And I'm wondering, as you look through those lessons yourself, is there a chapter or a lesson in the book that perhaps he should reread right now to get back on course?
Wow, that's such a good question. Gosh, maybe go to chapter 11, because that quote's Elon himself. He says, in life, the most likely outcome is the most ironic one or the most entertaining. The ironic meaning the most opposite of what you either expected to happen or wanted to happen or tried to make happen. And in this case, that seems to be happening. I mean, the things he wanted to happen, if he's not careful, he's rendering the very opposite outcome. And he wanted to be close to the president and help America. And if he ain't careful, in the end, he can end up hurting the president and hurting America. Yeah, lesson 11, Elon.
Jump right to lesson 11. It's the last chapter in the book before the conclusion. You can't miss it. I see that Mr. Musk has now responded to someone on the X machine who said, in essence, I read this a moment ago to the audience, you're both better than this. Cool off and take a step back. And Elon responds by saying, good advice. Okay, we won't decommission Dragon. That he'd gone that far.
Right.
Where, you know, so I'm thinking, is he starting to kind of, I don't know, it's not so much second thoughts, but it's more of a, okay, I've had my say, I've had my little hissy fit,
yeah.
And maybe
that,
now
that
I'll be normal.
You know, I'm calming down. I'm going to drink some water. It's okay. Yeah, stop me from myself here. Okay. And by the way, what just galls me, because I am desperate to be recognized as being alive by Elon Musk, right? I've been dying to interview him. He said no once. And that's all I got was one no. And even that, to me, made me feel good. At least he responded. But this guy, he then responds to that post. And that's from a guy with 17 followers. Okay, that account that Elon responded to. Come on, man. You made him a superstar. 17 followers. Where's mine, Elon? Where's mine?
Where's some love for Dennis Neal, for crying out loud? I mean, if you're not a fan after the What's Bugging Me podcast, then you're not paying attention. But assuming that Elon is listening to the program, because, you know, I have an ego, I assume he is, how can he directly reach out and post, and you'll see it on the Twitter X machine that he owns?
Yeah. Well, if you were listening now, one would say to him, Elon, you know what? You're right, but you're wrong, okay? You're right about the bill. It's just that you got to start somewhere. Just go with it. We can fix it in post.
At Dennis Neal is where Elon should direct the comment. There's another account for the actual podcast, is there not, or am I making that up?
Oh, yeah, there is. The Neal_podcast is for What's Bugging Me, sure enough. Yeah. And thanks so much. And, you know, I still think this guy is a leadership genius. It's just that he also, there's a theme in the book, right, which we talked about, is does achieving greatness require being a jerk sometimes or a lot of the time? And Elon can be a huge jerk. And so can President Trump.
Let's close briefly with this, Dennis Neal. So 1 week ago today, Elon got the key to the White House. And as I suggested earlier, Trump has now changed the lock. Okay, that's 1 week. So let's look ahead 1 week from today. Are they still going to be at odds? Will they have sort of reconciled to publicly kiss and make up? Where do you see this relationship that changed so drastically in 1 week publicly? Where do you see it in the next week?
They're going to make up. They're going to kiss and make up within a week. Within a week. You know, when something blows up so furiously, so hugely, it wipes away all that negative energy in one fell swoop, whoosh, out the door. And now you can rebuild from there.
And all he has to do...
1 week, my friend.
1 week. They're going to reconcile in a week. And you know how you're going to learn of it? You're going to be sitting across from Musk having lunch, and he's going to get an overture from the president. That's what's going to happen.
See, that is about, you know, envisioning something and making it so, just by putting it out there in the universe. I love that, my friend. Thank you so much for talking with me on this.
Well, I'm just here to get you a lunch out of the deal. That's really all I'm here for. The leadership genius of Elon Musk, Dennis Neal, the author. Thanks so much for the great insight and, as always, the great conversation. Have a super weekend.
You too.
And you get The Leadership Genius of Elon Musk wherever you get your good books. And while you're there, if you want to look at that, why don't you also order a copy of Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. It's going to be released officially yet this month, less than 2 weeks, by the great Todd Starnes. Go to toddstarnes.com for more on that. 901-260-5926. If you want to join this coast-to-coast conversation from the Liberty University studio, short break now. Your call's on the other side. Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense. Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. You know, when you go out and about, community festivals, celebrations, just getting together with friends, you feel it. You see it. America is back. And it's time to stand with a bank that shares your values. We're talking about Old Glory Bank. They support hardworking Americans, small businesses, and your constitutional rights. So no cancel culture here, thank you very much. No woke nonsense. Just a bank that believes in faith, freedom, and the flag. So join the movement today at oldglorybank.com/starns. That's oldglorybank.com/starns. And be part of something bigger. Trust the FDIC-insured bank that was created to protect your privacy, security, and liberty. Again, that's Old Glory Bank. oldglorybank.com/starns. You'll be glad that you did. Coming up just after this bottom of the hour break, we're going to talk with Jackie Gingrich Cushman about the Adams Memorial Foundation and a really fun idea that they're going to be rolling out to help us celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. That's coming up after this break from the Liberty University studio. Jeff Stein in for Todd on the Todd Starn Show.
There's been a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense. Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio in this Friday edition of the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein in for Todd today. 901-260-5926. That's how you can join our coast-to-coast conversation on this Open Line Friday. And we will take your calls in the next segment, but now let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And we welcome Jackie Cushman. Ms. Cushman is chair of the Adams Memorial Commission and president of the Adams Memorial Foundation. You can learn much more at theadamsmemorial.org. Ms. Cushman, Jeff Stein in for Todd Starnes. Good to talk to you again. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
How did you get interested? By the way, this is a question that's kind of like just put on a tee so you can hit it for distance and accuracy. But how did you get interested in history, I wonder?
Oh, my gosh, you're hilarious. Okay, so my father was a history professor before he became a congressman and then speaker. So my dad's Newt Gingrich. And we, as you can imagine, we often talked about history and current affairs in our home.
I had a feeling that might have been where you picked up on it. But, you know, if it's the family business to some degree, there are a lot of kids who say, okay, I want no part of this. But what truly did interest you in speaking and writing and being so devoted, in this case, to history?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've seen, you know, he began running for Congress in 1974 when I was, 7 years old, 6 years old. And it's all I've ever known. But what I really love about this project and many of the projects I've done is that it's a bipartisan project. And so it's, you know, it is a project that you, my guess is you could ask 100 people about this project and, you know, 95% of them would think it's great. And the other thing I really love about this, the Adams Memorial Project, is that it is a chance to remind people of what our founding mothers and fathers went through to declare our independence. And that while we do have freedom, that our liberty was not free.
Obviously, John Adams and his family, if you just take a step back and look at it, this truly was, if I think I have this right, they were the first family of American political society. I mean, their influence spanned generations. It was deep. It was broad. And I'm not sure that they've had the true recognition historically that perhaps the family deserves.
But they really haven't. You raise a great point. I mean, first of all, John Abigail and John Quincy were all born under British rule, right? So, and John Adams actually defended the British soldiers after the Boston Massacre because he believed that everyone deserved a fair trial, right? You need to have a fair trial. And he thought his career would be ended by that, but it wasn't. He went on to, in the political world, First and Second Continental Congresses. He's the one that nominated George Washington to be Commander-in-Chief. He's the one that suggested Thomas Jefferson write the Declaration. And when the Declaration came back, he was probably its most vocal supporter. Interestingly enough, John Quincy, who also becomes president after his father, served for one term, then became a congressman and served for 17 terms, and served with Abraham Lincoln while he was in Congress. So think of, to your point, that's the span of just two generations of the family, an unbelievable span in our history.
And what is it that you folks are doing with the Adams Memorial itself? I want to talk about the 250 Project after that, because that, I think, is just going to be fantastic. But what's the whole point of this memorial? What are you aiming toward?
The Capitol. As I mentioned, he's the second president, the first vice president. We have a Washington monument, which is very prominent, as it should be. There's a Thomas Jefferson Memorial that is south of that, on the Virginia side. But there's nothing for Adams. And without Adams, we would not have declared freedom as we did. Maybe would have done it differently, maybe a little later. But he clearly had a very heavy hand in how our freedom was declared. So most importantly, it needs to be in an appropriate spot to recognize his contribution to our country. And the other thing we're focusing on the foundation side is education. Because the Adams lived a life of service. They were very focused on God, country, family. I mean, they raised a son who became a president as well. So, and then his son, Charles, actually served in as the Court of St. James ambassador during the Civil War, and he kept the British from recognizing the Confederacy. So just think how our history could have changed. So this monument needs to be in service to our country as well. It needs to serve our country by reminding us of what they went through, how precarious it was, and therefore give us hope for our future.
TheAdamsMemorial.org is where you go for more information. And again, it's not just John Adams, as we've discussed. It's the whole family, multi-generation. Jackie Gingrich Cushman is our guest, chair of the Memorial Commission and Foundation. And what I find, this is going to be a lot of fun, I think, because we're pointing toward Independence Day, which we have recognized as July 4th, 2026. That's the 250th anniversary. I say we've recognized it because that's the day we say is Independence Day, but they actually voted on it 2 days before that, little known fact in history. But as we look to the 250th anniversary, you folks are going to take some wonderful material and use the most contemporary way of distributing it through social media. What's the plan?
And I haven't put those two things back to back, and you're right. So we have an enormous number of letters from John and Abigail Adams to each other and others during this period, this revolutionary period. And they understood how important they were during this process and how important they were for history. They actually saved their letters on purpose. But what we're doing is we are posting excerpts of the papers on our social media accounts so you can actually get a flavor for what it was like to be in America 250 years ago on our way to the Declaration of Independence. So, for instance, this week, 250 years ago, John Adams had gone to the Second Continental Congress in Philadelphia, and he writes back to his wife, Abigail, and talks about how slow Congress is and its deliberations. Some things never change. But it's a really fun project.
Who came up with the idea? Because I know, and it's a more recent discovery, if you will, that people have acknowledged and recognized the voracious letter writing between John and Abigail, and that it not only chronicles American history, but also their story mm-hmm. between the two of them. And so that's been chronicled in a big way. But who had the idea of saying, how about we just roll the clock back? And because I think that's just when I first learned of it this week, I thought this is a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I don't have many ideas that are that good, but this is actually my idea. We have a great team. We have a great team pulling it together. You know, please, everyone, follow us on social media. You know, retweet it, share it, everything. And if you have any other ideas, please feel free to share it with us. We're just trying to, your point, use the current technology, the current way of communication to really reach out to a new audience to say, you know, it looks so inevitable now, right, when we look back at the Declaration of Independence, but 250 years ago, it was not, and it could have happened a different way.
And that is such an excellent point because, again, we are just so fortunate to have this 2.5-century-long history with this document, and we can't imagine anything else. And folks, forget that even after the Revolutionary War was won, we didn't jump right into the U.S. government we know today. We had a failed effort in between.
The Articles of Confederation, absolutely. And, you know, John Adams was the author of the Massachusetts Constitution, on which our U.S. Constitution is pretty much templated from. So he had an oversized role in the foundation of our country, and it's time for him to be recognized.
All right, so it looks to me, if I have this right, you're on the Instagram at Adams Memorial Foundation, Facebook, just search for Adams Memorial Foundation, and on the Twitter X, it is Adams Memorial, correct?
Absolutely, and you know the good news is nowadays, you know, you can also go to our website, theadamsmemorial.org, and find those links as well, but you know, yep. Please, it's a fun way to try to explain history and to engage with people today.
Now, when is this going to actually start? When do we first start seeing the special Road to 250 posts?
they actually started last week.
Okay, great.
You'll see them on the accounts. I think there was one either today or yesterday. I can't remember, but you'll see them. They have their own logo. They're in red, and it's titled, you know, the Road to 250 Abigail and John Adams in their own words, because it's literally in their own words.
And this is fantastic. There was a post on June 2nd, and now I see another one that just went up 4 hours ago. And this is a great way to tell the story and to draw attention to this great family. Exit question. So what's the timetable? Because nothing moves quickly, as you have as accurately noted, but what's the timetable from here with regard to meeting the goals of this memorial project?
As you mentioned, nothing happens fast in Washington, and this is no exception. Mm-hmm. And we do want a prominent place on in the city, so that means we have to go through the process. We have legislation that's been introduced in this Congress to provide an extra site that we would like to consider for the memorial, as well as reauthorize the commission. So this is probably a 7 to 12 year project. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen overnight, but you know, I've done many long projects before, and you know, really good projects take a long time, and this is a really great project that has a lot of meaning for America.
You're going to outlast it. You're going to be there to see it through, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Again, it is theadamsmemorial.org for broad information, also the social media links, and you can read those first two of the series of Road to 250 posts that are promoted by the Adams Memorial Foundation. Jackie Cushman, thanks so much for the enjoyable conversation, and best of luck with this really worthwhile effort.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend. Jackie Gingrich Cushman, Chair of the Adams Memorial Commission, President of the Adams Memorial Foundation. TheAdamsMemorial.org is the website, and again, on their social media platforms, they are reminding us of how John and Abigail Adams told each other what was going on in the lead up to the Declaration of Independence, and we'll mark the 250th anniversary of that in July of next year. So it's a good year-long run-up to that major commemoration. And Jackie Cushman joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. 901-260-5926 is how you can join this coast-to-coast conversation on an open line Friday. Short break now. Your calls on the other side. From the Liberty University studio, Jeff Stein filling in for Todd, and this is the Todd Starn Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today at 901-260-5926. It is Open Line Friday, and we do have a guest at the bottom of the next hour, but your calls between now and then, great opportunity to sound off on things that are of interest to you. So I was paying very close attention during the commercial break just now to the sponsors' messages, but as I was doing it, I was also looking over here at the internet screen, and I typed in patriotmobile.com/Todd. And there's Todd Starnes' smiling photo and all sorts of items that you're going to need as you switch to Patriot Mobile. But this was an even better thing, a nice surprise. Right up on the screen came a pop-up that said switch to Patriot Mobile and get a free month. It's on top of everything else. Holy cow. I'm going to click out of that so that I can remind you that Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, proud to partner with Todd Starnes in promoting the beliefs America was founded on. We're talking about freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage. That means you get access to all three major networks, the same coverage you've been accustomed to. But instead of those big companies using the money you pay them, and then they go off and support left-wing causes that you don't agree with, Patriot Mobile does not fund the left. They support organizations that you support. Alliance Defending Freedom, First Liberty, so many more. 100% U.S.-based customer service team. That makes switching easy, and it's no hard sell here. You want to keep your number? Fine. You want to keep your phone? Fine. Or if you'd like to upgrade, doesn't matter. Whatever you need, their team will help you find the best plan for your needs, not the company's needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, patriotmobile.com/Todd, or call 972-PATRIOT. And by the way, free activation if you're wise enough to use the offer code Todd, and I know you are. So make the switch today. It's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Offer code Todd for free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Todd or 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. I don't know if you do much traveling, you out there in Starnes Nation listening to us. I really don't anymore. It just doesn't fit with my work schedule. And so, maybe there's a car trip here or there. I'm trying to remember the last time I think I took an airplane anywhere. Oh, golly, 11, 12, 13 years ago, I don't know. It's not because I'm on a do not fly list. It's just I don't have occasion to go anywhere, all right? But I did get a gold star on my driver's license so that if I ever do travel, all I have to do is show my driver's license, and it's the real ID thing, right? And it's got the gold star on it, and that way I can just cruise on through. I usually take my passport anyway as well. I'm kind of that guy. I'll take multiple forms of identification. I saw this story today, and I don't even know what to tell you about it other than I'm just going to read it to you. The TSA, those are the folks who check your baggage, and I don't know, you still have to take off your shoes and whatever when you go through the line. Well, the TSA, Transportation Safety Administration, they are expressing frustrations with travelers who are not providing a proper real ID to fly. And again, this is where typically you got your driver's license and you provided a bunch of other information to the Department of Motor Vehicles, Department of Transportation, whoever gives you your driver's license, and then your license has this star on it. Okay? In a Facebook post yesterday, Wednesday, the TSA made it known that a Costco membership card is not an acceptable identification. It does not qualify for real ID. Apparently, people get their Costco Gold Star member card, and on it there is a, wait for it, gold star, and they figure that's good enough for real ID. Costco's gold star is the same as a real ID. Apparently, people must think. This was the post from the TSA. I'm quoting the official TSA Facebook account. We love hot dogs and rotisserie chickens as much as the next person, but please stop telling people their Costco card counts as a real ID because it absolutely does not. Unquote. You know, this took 20 years to get this real ID in place. And again, if it's been in place now right at a month, if you're an adult, you're trying to catch a flight in this country, you either have to present a passport or an ID card, like a driver's license that meets the standards. So just to make it very clear, a real ID is not the Costco Gold Star member card. It's not even the same star. Apparently, most real IDs have a white star in a yellow circle. If you're not sure whether your Costco card is good enough, maybe you should not be on the flight to begin with. I am just throwing that out there. 2 hours down, one to go. Jeff Stein in for Todd. Come on back for hour three of a Friday edition of the Todd Stern Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense. Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to Hour 3 of a Friday edition of the Todd Starnes Show. Coast to coast on more than 150 excellent radio stations and streaming live all over the place, including at ToddStarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd, sitting in the air chair again today, coming to you from the Liberty University studio at my home base, News Talk 1540 KXEL, in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, Iowa, the 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching the heartland with accurate news and reasonable views. Todd is making his way back. He's popped an 8-track into the machine there in the Cadillac. No, he's probably listening to the show, shouldn't he be? Well, anyway, he joined us during hour one on his way, having left Virginia, making his way back to home base in Memphis. Todd was on the campus of Liberty University, where last night he gave the keynote address at the evening session, the big opening session of the National Association of Christian Lawmakers event. And that was very well received, the reports I have from the ground. So on his way back, and that allows me the opportunity to talk with you again today, and it is Open Line Friday, so you make Cassie earn her paycheck. Call 901-260-5926. She's sitting there probably saying, what did I do? Why am I being singled out? Call her now, 901-260-5926. She'll put you up on the board. Dylan will put you on the air, and we'll have a nice conversation about whatever's on your mind on this Open Line Friday edition of the program. Todd did join us in hour one on the road, and if you missed that conversation or would like to hear it again or hear any of the program, well, of course, Toddcast Podcast. Go to toddstarns.com after the show is over, of course, and you can then share it with your friends, download it, play it, whatever it is that gives you the chance to get connected with this great radio program, which airs noon to 3, Monday through Friday. Well, we've been talking an awful lot today about the Trump-Musk situation. And every day on my radio station here in Iowa, we do a poll question of the day just to get a sense of what the listeners are thinking on various issues. And I'd love to have you across the country weigh in on our poll question. So this is what I had posted last night for use today at KXEL.com/poll, the KXEL, my station, poll question of the day. The Trump-Musk public relationship turned harsh yesterday. Which do you support on the reconciliation bill issue? I'll say that again, hopefully in English. The Trump-Musk public relationship turned harsh yesterday. Which do you support on the reconciliation bill issue? Now, notice I'm not asking, are you Team Trump or Team Musk? I'm talking simply about the reconciliation bill issue. Do you support Trump? Do you support Musk? Or neither? KXEL.com/poll for the poll question of the day. We post a new one there every day and love to hear your thoughts on this one from across the country. 901-260-5926, that's how you can join us in the Liberty University studio. This is something that Todd mentioned earlier when he was on, and he believes, and this is what I'd love to hear more from you about. We've had a couple of callers on this, but let's go back to this. What do you think? Do you think the Trump-Musk dust-up is something that is going to be a big, big problem or just a little hiccup? Now, Todd suggested that this could be a big deal, that it's already crossed a few lines to where we can't get back to where we used to be, and that could, forget about the reconciliation bill, it could screw up the 2026 midterm elections. So he is concerned about that and expressed that during hour one of our program today. I wonder if maybe with all of the stuff that goes on out there, if Elon just kind of backs off as he has already started to a little bit softening his tone, if maybe this just kind of goes away without any more blowups. Maybe we can just focus on what's important, which is legislation, which is enacting the president's agenda. Well, where do you come down on this? 901-260-5926. I don't think anybody is going to say it was a great thing to see, but can they get past this? Does it have long-lasting damage? In the last hour, Dennis Neal joined us, the business journalist. Mr. Neal, also the author of a book entitled The Leadership Genius of Elon Musk, and he pointed out in our conversation, there are times that Elon just is a jerk and just goes too far and then has to reel it back in, and was very candid about that during the conversation. So, again, you don't have to pick sides other than what do you think is going to happen? Does this have much impact going forward? 901-260-5926. Coming up just after the bottom of the hour, by the way, we're going to focus again on some veterans' efforts, and this is the 81st anniversary of the D-Day invasion, and during hour one, the great Craig Shirley, the author and historian, talked to us about that. Because, again, we tend to, and we brought this up last hour with Jackie Gingrich Cushman as well, we sit here in 2025 and everything's presumptive. Well, of course we were going to have American exceptionalism. Of course we were going to be the dominant nation. Of course we were going to win all of these wars. Well, that's how it looks as you sit here today. But that was in no way certain. Until after D-Day, things were looking pretty grim. Could have gone either way. That seems like a flip assessment, but the reality is D-Day was so pivotal 81 years ago today. And as Ms. Cushman pointed out with the Adams family last hour, there's a presumption that America was going to win its independence and then be a self-governing nation. Well, that was never in the bag like we look at it today. You want to talk about underdogs. You want to talk about an uphill battle. And then take that even further to where once the Revolutionary War was over and America had earned its independence, the first attempt at governance didn't work through the Articles of Confederation. It wasn't until the Constitution that we talk about and that some tried to subvert, frankly. It's the Constitution being in place that actually set forth this current government, but that was no guarantee. And as we now look at this rogue judiciary out there, it really is important for us to remember that, yes, we have three supposedly co-equal branches of government. You have the legislative branch set forth in the Constitution, a House and a Senate. You have the executive branch led by the president. And then there is what we call the judicial branch. But go back and look at the Constitution. The Constitution says that there shall be a Supreme Court plus other inferior courts, meaning without as much power, other inferior courts as the Congress may establish. So, in essence, this whole network of courts at the federal level, that is all, with the exception of the Supreme Court, every bit of it came through legislation passed by Congress. And if it came through legislation passed by Congress, it can be changed by legislation passed by Congress. So the concept that one judge in some small jurisdiction can issue an order that overrides everything else in the country, I don't know that that's what was contemplated by the founders. And I certainly don't think it's a good idea. And that's what we're talking about these days when we're talking about judicial overreach. But again, let's not forget, Congress is the one establishing these courts. Congress is the one that can regulate them. But Congress cannot seem to get out of its own way most days, and this is indeed problematic. Todd touched on this when he joined us in the first hour, and I want to elaborate a little further on it because it is something I talked about on my Iowa program yesterday, and I think it bears repeating in conversation with y'all here. So it was 15 years ago, 15 years ago this fall, that we got stuck with Obamacare. And it was 15 years ago this fall that the then Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, got before the podium and said, well, we have to vote for the bill so that then we can learn what's in it away from the fog of controversy. And she was rightly criticized by Republicans and all manner of people, actually, for saying, just vote for it, then after you vote for it, then we'll decide, we can figure out what's in it. Don't read the bill, just vote for it. That's fine. It'll be fine. We'll figure it out later. And Republicans had a field day. And they hooted and hollered and said, well, this is terrible. The Democrats are just a bunch of mind-numbed robots, etc. And the Republicans were right. Well, now you have members of the House who say, well, yes, I voted for the big, beautiful bill, but I did not know this was in it. I did not know that was in it. your duty as a member of Congress is to at least read the bill. And if you can't read the 1,000-page bill, you at least have to have staff members divided up and each come up with a summary so that you at least have a sense. But a lot of them simply said, the president wants me to do this, so I'll do it. Okay, but you then have become no better than the Democrats you criticized 15 years ago. I imagine it is good that some of these Republicans who are saying, what? That's in this bill? I didn't know that was in this bill. I wouldn't have voted for it otherwise. Well, I guess it's good that they admit that they didn't read the bill, but what does that tell us about everything? We call this an unforced error, friends. This is something that did not have to happen. This is part of can't get out of your own way. Know what's in the bill. And, as Todd suggested, why didn't they just come out and say, here's what's in it? Now, you may not like this, but here's what's in it. To show that everybody knows. Because otherwise, and this is what one of the callers this day pointed out on the program, otherwise you've just got the uniparty. The only thing that's different is the team colors. The only thing that's different is the letter designating which party, because really, it should be U for uniparty, not R&D for Republican and Democrat. That's not going to help this president achieve his agenda. And that's what we voted for. There's a clever little tweak that we see on the social media where something will be done, and there will be a reposting of that story with the person saying, this is what I voted for. Whether it's ICE picking up folks who are here to do us harm, whether it is cutting wasteful spending, whether it's any manner of things, and we like the hashtag, I voted for this. Well, I did vote for a lot of this. I also voted for people who read the bills in advance and did their job. And didn't afterwards say, what? That was going on here? I'm not a big fan. Not a big fan. Do we need to get the tax cuts passed? Oh, gosh, yes. Gosh, yes. And the Republicans are going to get no credit for it if that gets passed. They'd have gotten all the blame if taxes went up next year. Never mind that the Democrats were the ones who were in the way. So it's a no-win political situation. But, oh, my goodness, they have got to get this stuff across the finish line. And I just have some great concern that this Elon Musk, Donald Trump Twitter fight, or worse, might get in the way. We're going to take Linda's call right after the break. So stay there, Linda, if you would. I appreciate you calling in, and I hope some of you out there will join her. 901-260-5926. Same number as always, 901-260-5926. More from the Liberty University studio, including your calls after this short break. Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch. And that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Starnes Show. Open Line Friday, Jeff Stein in for Todd. 901-260-5926 is how you can connect with us. That's the number that Linda used to call us. She listens to the program on the great WSIC in North Carolina. Linda, thank you for the call. What's on your mind today?
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have 2 points that I would like to make.
Okay.
First of all, words are the most powerful thing we have. And the words that Mr. Musk and President Trump are speaking back and forth, I think make them look like children bickering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I'm a firm believer in God, and I believe God is in control. And the midterm elections are going to come out the way God wants them to, as long as we do our part and pray.
I certainly agree with all of that, but how can we encourage people to not stray from the mission when two of the people that we've all looked up to, Mr. Musk and President Trump, when they're having this bickering back and forth? That's really tough, isn't it?
It's very tough. Excuse me, but the scripture says we're to keep our eyes on God, and it's our responsibility to present them to God and let him do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And pray for them.
Well, we certainly, there's never a shortage of good prayer. We can use that. What would you suggest someone listening to your message, what would you suggest that they do going forward to keep the proper focus and keep the proper prayer-minded attitude?
I would say be wary in where you get your news source. It's not all true. And I would say when you see something you don't like, you just go to God and say, please intervene. And in his time, I believe he will. I know it sounds pandy-mammy and kind of cliche-ish, but I've seen a change in a lot of things when I have prayed that way. I'm 73 years old, and I've seen a lot of things come out much better when I pray than if I speak my words.
That is such excellent counsel, Linda, and I'm so glad that you have found that peace that comes through prayer and devotion. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, and I hope you have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Linda called in from North Carolina listening to this fine program on WSIC there. Great station in North Carolina, been around for more than 75 years. And it does help to put some of this into context in the way that she mentioned, because we get so caught up, the formerly mainstream media in particular, gets so caught up with the back and forth and the bickering and the name calling and he did this and she did that and blah, blah, blah. Just take a deep breath. Just remember who made all of this possible and speak to God Almighty. It's a pretty good way to keep things in mind, isn't it? We're going to talk about how we can help veterans. Never can repay that debt enough. We'll do that after this break. Jeff Stein in for Todd. Thanks for being along on the Todd Starnes Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch. And that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
Welcome back. Todd Starnes Show continuing on a Friday from the Liberty University studio. Jeff Stein in for Todd again today. Todd is on the road today. He'll be on a different road on Monday, so you and I get to spend time together then as well. 901-260-5926. That's how you can join the conversation on this open line Friday. We'll take your calls in the next segment. But now let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we welcome Colonel Pete Metzger. Colonel Metzger is representing the RAM Veterans Foundation. Colonel Metzger, Jeff Stein filling in for Todd Starnes. How are you, sir?
I'm very well indeed. How are you, Jeff?
I am quite well, and I thank you for taking the time, and I thank you for your service wearing the uniform so that some of us did not have to. We've talked on this program today about the fact that, well, this is the 81st anniversary of D-Day, and as far as I'm concerned, we can never thank our veterans enough. So can you tell us about RAM Veterans Foundation? Who are you folks, and what do you do?
I sure can. It's really very simple. We investigate and take a look at veterans' charities and sort them into three groups: highly recommended, recommended, and not recommended. And we make our recommendations based on the basis of four simple tests, which I can talk about in a minute. We are not trying to cut off charitable donations. We're trying to get them to where the people who need it most are and encourage those we do not recommend to clean up their acts so we can recommend them. It's really that simple.
How do you determine these ratings and rankings? And you alluded to the fact that there are criteria. Well, what are some of those? What are some things that people should be taking into account that you folks are taking into account?
Well, that's a good question. And I can answer it by saying that there are four. A couple are kind of technical, but I'll tell you what they are. We won't recommend a charity if it spends less than 75% of its budget on veterans programs. In other words, you can see why the disproportionate value there. So if they spend less than 75% of the money collected on veterans programs, we don't recommend it. If it keeps less than half of every dollar professional fundraisers collect, and if it raises money while sitting on high numbers of reserves for future reference, the other one's kind of an accounting thing. So all we're doing, we're the most rigorous rating service there is, because if you fail one of these tests, you fail completely. So other rating services will rate a veterans charity recommended, but we do a little deeper dive and take a look at these three or four things, and if they don't pass one of them, they're not recommended.
We're speaking with retired Marine Colonel Pete Metzger. He's chair of the advisory board of Charities for Vets, and that is part of the RAM Veterans Foundation. And you go online to charitiesforvets.org to learn more. Is this a big problem of entities that are organized that look really good but just aren't serving veterans? I hate to go so far as to say there are folks who are deliberately trying to rip people off in the name of veterans. I'm sure there's plenty of that. But how big a problem is this, really?
Well, I'll give you some statistics and numbers in just a minute. But it is a problem because all of us are subjected to ads and commercials and appeals for money. And when you look at it, there's a certain sense of human dignity that you want to help these people out. And so the first thing you want to do is give them your credit card number or write a check to them. And the reason that's a problem, I'm going to say this very slowly because it's shocking. The 41 veterans charities that received a not recommended in 2023 received over $1.3 billion. And we think that's a problem. So what we're trying to do is have people go to our website, take a look, and just make your own choice before you write a check. That simple.
CharitiesForVets.org is the website. And I mentioned that this was a part or a project of the RAM Veterans Foundation. And before people get the wrong idea, RAM, you're not speaking about a fierce animal. The name of the foundation is, in fact, a tribute to an individual.
Yes, it is, to Colonel Robert A. Mercer, who was killed in action just around D-Day, actually. And his family decided they wanted to do something in his memory, and so they named it that. Our foundation is named the Robert A. Mercer Foundation, or RAM.
CharitiesForVets.org, again, is the website. Colonel Pete Metzger, chair of the advisory board, joining us on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. What are some of the greatest needs these days for the average veteran? Is it possible to categorize in that way? I don't mean to put you on the spot because you're evaluating yeah. these in terms of how good they are, but you've got to have a sense of this, I trust.
Yeah, we do, and there's so many different things that that people want and need. It can range from shelter to improved diets to service dogs to outings to help with any lingering mental issues they might have. So a lot of these charities have a whole bunch of arrows in their quiver, and we don't specify one thing or the other. We just try to make sure the money goes to the needs of the veterans who need it. That's the way I can say it.
Has this work that you folks have been doing, has this led to a lot of folks cleaning up their acts? And as you mentioned a moment ago, there are some that as you rate them, you could say, well, now here's where you can improve. Do right. you find that there are folks who say, okay, we just didn't realize the universe in which we were operating?
Yeah, we do. And the good news is that people, it's not a personal matter. If someone's got information that's audited
yes.
and provided by the IRS, they're certainly welcome to come to us and say, here's where you got it wrong, here's the difference. Let me tell you what's happened since between 2022 and 2023, our not recommended charities saw a decrease of $125 million, whereas our highly recommended charities saw an increase of $65 million. So you can see it's making a difference.
Well, that's the proof right there, the main fact that that as you're doing these evaluations and letting the people know which ones are properly taking care of business. And again, you've made it clear, but I just want to underscore, there are some folks out there who are charlatans and who are trying to take advantage, but there are other folks who just aren't running an organization very efficiently. And this
yeah,
is a way
that's right.
to just improve everything.
Well, that's right. As I said, our purpose is twofold. One, to get the money to where it really belongs. And number two is if someone wants to change our opinion on, not opinion, but the facts, let us know and we can do it. It's really so simple that it's almost shocking how it works out. But by people going to our website, they can understand how simple it is and make their own choices up. And there are, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into these things. The overhead, it depends on how the organization defines overhead. Does that include a golf tournament or dinners or big salaries? Yeah. Or is it really pared down to getting the money to the people who need it? And so that's really the essence of what it is. It's really very clean, very simple, and very easy.
And as I go to the website, charitiesforvets.org, and under the tab that talks about the problem, you've listed examples, hyperlinked, to various groups. And one thing that strikes me about this is, by name, these are all wonderful entities, right? If you just looked
yeah.
at the name of the group, you would think, boy, this is a place where I would give plenty of money. And that's part of the problem, isn't it? Because that's just a coat of paint on a rock, isn't it?
That's exactly correct. I mean, look at some of the ones not recommended. There's lots of them. But Adopt a Platoon Soldier, how wonderful is that? Army Emergency Relief, Bob Woodruff Family Foundation, Salute America's Heroes, Coast Guard, Disabled American Veterans is not recommended. Wow. All these names invoke a certain emotion. And all we're trying to do, again, I don't mean to repeat myself, is say, just take a look before you write a check.
CharitiesForVets.org is the website. And, again, you folks could use support as well. There is a nice little subtle help us button on there. What are some things that, in addition to financial help, I trust, but what are some things that people can do in terms of helping you meet the mission of making sure that these organizations are what they say they are? Is it just getting information, tips, et cetera, or what?
Yeah. I mean, talk about us on social media. Talk about us to your friends. Talk about us when you get a chance to talk to someone like you. For example, for every $50,000 the RAM Veterans Foundation receives in donations, we reach over 1 million people with our information on our website. That's pretty. $50,000 gets exposure to 1 million people. And the more people talk about it, the more people are cognizant of it, the better it is for us. So in terms of material aid, there's very little. By the way, no one in this organization receives one penny of compensation. I know pennies are going out of style, but we don't receive anything. This is for love of the veterans and love of the country, and it's a dedicated group of men and women who really work very hard.
It is a quite worthwhile effort, quite obviously. Colonel Pete Metzger, thank you so much for your service in uniform and also in serving this group. And again, it's charitiesforvets.org. I really appreciate you making us aware of this, and blessings to you and yours this weekend.
Thanks for your time and good luck.
Colonel Metzger joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Again, charitiesforvets.org. And there are all manner of ways that we can be smart about such things, right? We can go and investigate organizations. I mean, if you are thinking about giving money to some group, you know, look at their website. Most of them that are above board and proud of the work they're doing, they'll post their tax returns and all of this stuff. And you may say, well, I don't want to even really, you know, look at that kind of stuff. It's not that big a donation. But the fact of the matter is, if they appear to be willing to open the books, then that gives you a pretty good sense, usually. But again, some of these slicksters, these fraudsters, they're not there to help anybody but themselves. And they usually, as we noted, have the shiniest, fanciest name. And that is not necessarily that does not necessarily bear out in terms of quality of the organization. Charitiesforvets.org. And Colonel Pete Metzger, who is the chair of the advisory board, joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. One more segment left on this Friday edition of the program. I swear, 3 hours go by more quickly sitting here in this chair talking to all of you than anything else. 901-260-5926. Still time for a few calls on the other side of the break. Again, it's 901-260-5926 from the Liberty University studio. This is Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. So glad you're along with us on the Todd Stern Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch. And that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
Welcome back. Final segment of a Friday edition of the Todd Stern Show from the Liberty University studio. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. 901-260-5926. May have time to get a caller or two on the air before the top of the hour and when we close up shop. Had a really good night's sleep last night, and I'm so glad that I can say that because for so many years I just didn't. And neck pain, back pain, just not comfortable sleep. Then I got a MyPillow, and everything changed. And I'm not just blowing smoke. I'm telling you, it made a huge difference. And I can always tell if I'm traveling and staying at a hotel and there's not a MyPillow there, well, I can feel it the next morning. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life, and he did not stop by simply creating the best pillow, which I've already told you I personally endorse. That sounded like they're paying me for it. No, I'm just telling you, I bought it at full retail and I love it and have bought several since. He's also created the best bed sheets ever. Got those two on my bed. Look great, feel great. So it's an even better night's sleep. And when you're running around doing things in this world today, if you get off on the wrong foot in the morning, you know, you didn't get the good night's sleep. Ugh, that's a long day. So you may have sampled the pillows, and like me, you're a believer. Well, how about trying those Giza Dreams bed sheets if you haven't already? Best deal I've ever seen on this. Any size, any color. It's just $49.98. So you can get kings, you can get queens, you can get split kings, you can get California kings. Any size, any color. Just $49.98. That's right, Mabel. He said $49.98 for any size or any color, but you better order now, because when they're gone, they're just gone. When your order is over $100, well, you'll receive $100 in free digital gifts as well for a limited time. Well, how do you take advantage of all of this? Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. You can also do that at MyPillow.com. That's 1-800-839-8506. Or MyPillow.com, but you have to use the promo code STARNS. This is an amazing offer, $49.98 on Giza Dreams sheets, any size, any color. It's 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506. And be sure to use promo code STARNS. Now, while you're thinking about spending a little bit of money, now I've been telling you should buy a copy of Star Spangled Blessings, the new book by Todd Starnes and Michelle Cox. And I realize that's not going to help for some people, because let's say you're buying this gift, the new book, Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. Get it wherever you get your good books, including at toddstarnes.com. But what's going to happen when the recipient figures out that this is the second book in a series? This all started with Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. So you think you're doing a good thing by giving a copy of Star Spangled Blessings, and the recipient is going to go, oh, I feel like I missed something here. Fear not, dear listener, I have the solution. Go to toddstarnes.com and click on the merchandise store, the store link at the top. Buy a copy of Our Daily Biscuit and a copy of Star Spangled Blessings. You could buy them both by going to that one website, and that way the gift that you give has the full pair of devotion books. They won't miss out on a thing. They don't have to read them in any particular order, but if, like some people, they like to read volumes in a series in sequence, well, you've just taken care of it. So instead of the recipient saying, well, thanks a lot, you just gave me half a gift, okay, pop for the little extra, it's worth it. Go to toddstarnes.com, click on the store link, and buy a copy of Our Daily Biscuit along with a copy of Star Spangled Blessings, both devotion books written by Todd Starnes and Michelle Cox, and the recipient will thank you for it over and over. And if you are the recipient, you deserve it. Buy yourself something pretty with this. Go to toddstarnes.com. Star Spangled Blessings, the new book, coming out a little later this month. While you're there, get Our Daily Biscuit as well. Todd is making his way back from that conference at Liberty University and will be on the road again in Texas on Monday. And so it's my privilege, and it truly is a privilege, to be here behind this microphone and work with such a great team. Thanks to Dylan for keeping the controls of the mighty Wurlitzer up and running, and to Cassie for handling all the callers, and Dalton for the executive producer duties, and most of all to Todd for allowing me this opportunity. It's like, here, kid, take the keys to the car. Oof. Hard to keep it on the road some days. But thanks to all of you, most importantly, for being there. I appreciate it greatly. And I'll do this again Monday if you'd be so kind to stop by. In the meantime, give the blessings that are due to the Lord over the weekend, if you would. Come back here at this same time on Monday. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. This has been the Todd Starnes Show.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.